Okay, Mishnah today, we're going through another sugya in Ebenezer, the sugya of Shvuya. The concept is that if somebody gets captured by the Goyim, being that there's a chazaka, the Goyim are parts by Rayas, we're choishish, we'll see soon whether for Oinis or for Ratzin, and then Aser's the lady on a Goyim, could be sometimes on Yisrael. And nowadays, it usually doesn't come up too often that somebody gets captured, Baruch Hashem, but it was something which is very, very relevant after the Holocaust. After the Holocaust, everyone. Millions and thousands of, hundreds of thousands of Jews were captured by the Nazis, and the question was, are they mutter to a Kohen? Are they mutter to the husbands? So the concept of Shvuyah is that we say, being that Goyim are parts by Rayas, we're choishish that she comes Aser to a Kohen. And the question is this a Chomer Midarabanan, or this is going to be Midaraisa? On one hand, the lady has a Cheskes Heter. She had a Chazaka, then she's Mutter to a Kohen. And we're saying that, well, maybe the Kohen went and she had relations with the Kohen, she comes also to a Kohen. So on one hand, you have a Chazaka. Well then, opposite the Chazaka, we have the Kohen parts by Reyes, and there's a Chazaka that there was a Maisabia, therefore she should be also. So the question is it going to be Derbanan or is it going to be Deraisa? So Toysvis and Subis says it's Darabanan, it brings a lot of rayas, because we find there are many kulas in Shvuya. Shvuya kilo, the Gemara says. Why are you making on Shvuya? The reason why I make on this sugya is because being that the whole concept is Darabanan, so therefore I want to chazawa machmer, but they were making on a lot of different situations. The Rambam and Perikhes Suri Bia Lacha Yidzayin says a Shvuya Shem Niftis. A Shvuya somebody gets captured. She's 3 years old. Asa Lakuna. You're also the Kain. Why? And she's Suffix Zoyna Shem Nivla Gai. She's a Suffolk Zaina. Maybe she was Nivel to a Goy, and therefore she comes Aser to a Kohen, she's over three years old. But he says, Hayol the Iser Kola Sveikas Kula Medivre Seifrim. Since any, there's a famous Machloikis, we hold Suffolk Dereises L'chumra, Suffolk Dereban L'kula. Is Suffolk Dereises L'chumra Medereisa? Medereisa have to be Machmar and Suffolk Dereisa? Or is only Medereabana? The Rambam says Suffolk Dereisa is only Medereabana. Being that it's something to raise, you have to be machers. Only their bana differ. Their bana make a lot of situations of shvuya, and the reason why shvuya kilu is because it's only midar bana lechumra by something to raise. Therefore, chazal we're making a lot of different situations. The Mishnah Melech in Halacha Vav in Perek Halacha Aleph, sorry, in Perek Ches says. Even on the side that we say Sefer Dereisa is Lechumah Midereisa, it still could be Shvuyah is Derabanan. Why? It's like the Mishnah Melech. Could be a Shvuyah is not really a Suffolk Midereisa. It's not an Emesis Suffolk. It's only a Chashash Lechumah Midereabanan. It's not really going to be a Suffolk Dereisa. There's a Rashi in Bava Kamo, Kufi Dalid, which is the most moist Rashi. The Rashi holds that Shvuyah is going to be a Dindereisa, the thing that's also not like Tosfos says Derabanan, not like the Rambam which says Derabanan because of Suffolk Dereisa. Lechumah is Derabanan. It's that the holding the batsim is a din deraisa. Now, once Chazal answered Shvuya to a Kohen, why did they ask Shvuya to a Kohen? When somebody's captured, they ask it because maybe the guy went ahead and had relations with her. The question is, once they ask it, is it a suffix or now is it a vadai? There's a famous, especially Shvuya brings down a famous shita of Mashdam. Mashdam says that all Kohanim b'zmana zeh are only a suffix. How do you know somebody's really a Kohen? We don't know that he's a ben achah ben achah ben from really a kohen. It's just based on chazaka. So he says really bad. It's only a suffix. So then he says a shvuya bizman azem. You have one suffix if he's a kohen. The seventh suffix is maybe something happened. Maybe something didn't happen. Then we see him start with the suffix sveika, and it's mutter for a shvuya to go ahead and marry a kohen. The pesach shuva brings that two reasons why the achrenam achrelak on the svar. He says number one, there's a klal. A svek sveika has to be all in one guf. Has to be all in one person. If you have a svek sveika with two different people, it doesn't come a suffix. What are two svekas here? One is this person a kohen? Is that a kohen? What's the other suffix? Is the lady also a kohen or murta a kohen? When you have a svek sveika with two different people, it's not all in one shaila. It's not all in one person. We don't say svek sveika. So therefore, zek tpisi tshuva, simin zayin ois aleph, that simin ois beis, that we would not say such a svek sveika. But then the Pesach Shuvah says a different reason, which is very specific reason, which he says, there are many things Chazal asked because of Safek. But once Chazal asked because of Safek, now it's a Vaday Isser, it's not a Safek Isser. So maybe the reason why Chazal asked her Shuvah is because maybe she was had relations with the Goy, and she's asked the Kohen. But once they asked her, there's a Vaday Isser to a Kohen, and you wouldn't be mitzvah for the Svek Sveika. And therefore, Yitzchak says they don't say such a Svek Sveika. Now, there's a Merik, which is, what's the pshat that we say that someone who gets captured is Isser to a Kohen? Her, even if she's married, we have a cloud, the Gemara says, that a woman only comes to her husband if there's Kina, Stira, and Edim. So why over here by Shvuya, somebody gets captured, we're saying you're coming Isser. Zuck to my Rick, that the whole Sugya of Shvuya is a Mailas Yuchsin, the Kahuna, Tikna Chazal Azuis. Zuck to my Rick, that it's a Mail of Yuchsin, that's why Chazal were Misakin, that Isha comes Isser, even though normally there's a cloud, you have to have Kina, Stira, and Edim, or come Isser. Over here you come Isser even just with the fact that she was captured, I'll give you the stira. There are other Rishayim in our that the Chiluk, Bishmo, Chav Gimel, and Simon Zayin brings a riot, some other Rishayim, which seem to say that there's a tzad that a lady who gets captured and there's a tzad they're going to kill her is also even the Baal of Yisrael, even to Yisrael's also. Why? Rechish is maybe that she was masking in order to save her life, and therefore she's going to become also even to Baal of Yisrael, that it's not just a Milo of Kuna. It's a vart that Akim is different. That which you say, Ein Yisha Nesar Abaylo, is only if we're saying that we have a chashash, Mizan with Yisrael, it's not such a chashash. If you have Kinei, Stira, Ve'edim, it's very high level of chashash. Masha'en came when you're with a goy, it's much more chomer, and it's going to be Asr even without Kinei, but Stira. We're going to see in Hamshach Hashir, the land enough communities, what the Nakuz Halom this is, and we'll get to Bet Hashem in a couple of minutes. Now the Mechaber says that Isha gets captured, she's 3 years old. She's also a Koyin. Why? Because she's suffering Mizana. Even if she says, I wasn't Mizana, we don't believe there's not Neman to be made on herself. Lest she gets married to a Koyin, the Lach is Tetzei Mimenu. The Lach is, says she has to, even B'dieved, because I lasted it, and she has to get divorced. Now, it's an interesting Shiloh. Lest she got married to Yisrael, and the husband said that she's a Pasula, and we know that she wasn't, the Koyin didn't do anything to her. And then later on, 50 years later, 40 years later, the husband dies, and now she wants to get married to a Kohen. Is it mutter for her to get married to a Kohen? Do we say that the husband's believed to say that she's a basula and nothing happened, and therefore we have Edus, and therefore now we should be mutter for her to go ahead and marry a Kohen? So the Beis Shmuel in Sifkatan Aleph discusses the Shaila. It says, Efsher, Shvua Nisus Yisrael, and Nimsa Basula, Muteras Achimisus Kohen, with Soyachim. He says, Sarachim and Tzvimutter, brings down from the Taz, Asers, why? Because he says, the Cheshash of her is, Shema Araba Shavai. Maybe the Goyim, they didn't do a full Bia, and therefore they broke the Sulam. Maybe they just did they just went a little bit, which would Aser her to a Koyin. And that's why she has Sulam. Therefore, there's no Raya, the fact that the husband says that she has Sulam. It's not a Raya, the fact that the guy, maybe the game were winning a little bit and didn't make the Pesulim, and therefore it's going to be us. So the Pesachi Tshuva brings down from the Night of Yehuda, and he says that there's no reason in the world that Rechish is that a guy just started and didn't finish. The reason why Rechish is why Shvi is because Roiv, Kusim, are prison in Be'erayis. Therefore, if anything, it would be Guimar Tavasam, to be Purish Bams, a Koyden Gemar Bia, as Lashkiach, and Avad, if the husband's made and says, that be so that she has Basulim best and we should believe. But he says we have a problem over here. Who's the one that's gonna testify over here? Who's testifying? Her husband! Husband is not believed to say Edus, just like she can't say it herself. Each take a goof way therefore you're not number saying yourself. So therefore being that you're not number saying yourself, therefore Zakhna Behuda, that's the reason why we say she's not number. And there's an Aruch HaShulchan which says that no, that in Sif Gimel, says Aruch HaShulchan, says Afal Gav Mitaris Edus Ani Neman. Even though a husband can't be Neman Mitaris Edus, Bizen Neman Loimer Shabesul Haisa. Why? Kibin Loinav in Nafkamina. There's no Nafkamina to him. It's only to get after he dies. Mahuksuk Besula Shleim Amir Mitaris Akach Lekoyim Itam Chazaka. Talked to Aruch HaShulchan that since Tim there's no nafkamina, therefore he would be neman to be made, and the husband would be neman to be made. Now, being sure is only the Rabbanan or it's the Raiso with Mid, or deraisa, it's something deraisa, it's only midarabanan. The many coolest Chazal gave in the Eidus, which normally we would not give them in other places. It says that if you have one Eid who said lo yinisach makusi, it's mutter. Even Evan and Shivka or Kariv are Neman Eidusu. Even a Kariv normally would not be Neman to Eidus. They would yes be Neman for this Eidusu. I feel Noshim any Neman be Eidus Isha. There are five Noshim who are not believed to testify that a husband died. Like, why? Because they were afraid that they hate the person trying to mess them up. Kamoisa. Over here in the menace of Shvuya. Over here they're going to be named by Shvuya. And there are a lot of coolers in the Eidus of Shvuya more than Iguna and other Eidus. So the Chalkas B'chaykik, you know, he's based bothered. Tzarechian. What's the reason why the Nashim, which aren't Nemanis, over here they're going to be Neman? We find that there's certain chumras over here by Shvuya. We say that the Rosh is machmir by kusim mesiach v'tumei edus Shvuya. There is a shita which holds that mesiach v'tumei goy doesn't work by Shvuya and it does work by iguna. So why, if the five nashim are not named by iguna, for sure they shouldn't be named by Shvuya. So the Beis Shmuel says it's not really a question, because the reason why the five nashim are not believed because we're afraid when they say her husband died, the husband really didn't die. They want to get married to somebody else, and then she's going to take some mizah. They're just doing to mess her up. But by Shvuya, you're not messing her up, because Shvuya, the lach is, if we know that she was captured, she's Aser! Unless you have somebody testifying for her. So one of these five ladies who don't like her testify for her, so they're not messing her up, she would have been Aser anyhow. So therefore, that's the reason why over here they're going to be Naaman. Katan, there's a Shaila whether he's only believed if he does Masich Lefitumai. He has to not be Meskam Seidus, he's saying Agav. And the Mechaber is in Yisha Kasa Kotan Nemla Fil Meskam Lahad. Some people hold that Kotan is believed to give Eidus. Even if I want it to be Meir, the Lach is a Kotan to be Mutter for him to say. So what's the Lach with Pasula Eidus? Somebody who's Pasul Eidus. Is he Mutter for him to say by Eidus Shvuya? So if they're Pasul Midir Abonon, the Lach is that we made by Shvuya, but somebody who's a Pasul Midir Eidus, somebody who's a Gazlan, someone who's possibly the right, so we're not able to do much. There's a machlek in the Rishonim. We find by Iguna, the lach is that a goy is never Masech Vitumah. If a goy says it, the Gemara says it, and the Yevamis, a goy just says it, Agav, you should know this person died, and the wife is mutter for her to get married. And the question is, does that also apply to Shvuya or not? Do we say that it just doesn't say it by Shvuya, some Rishonim, so we don't find it? If we don't find it, so maybe because I wore a makel over here. Or no. Just like by Iguna we say they're Naman, so to be going to be Naman. The Ramah brings down Kutsi Pasle the Shvuya, even if he's Sikhli Tume, and he Naman brings down from the Rosh, Chalam Abayz, Yesh Makim Mesich Vitume, brings down Shittas Rioz, which is Mekel by Goy Mesich Vitume. The Pesle Tshuva, in Ois Hei, brings down from the Kesicheskel, Simon and Zion, and Yeshua Siakov, Sakat and Dalit, both say a goy would be numbered by Sikh Vitumai. This is some of the Shaila by MPA. This is some like it's by MPA. This is numbered by Iguna. We say MPA is numbered one person with another person. And the question over here is that also apply? And it also is the machlaikis in the Rishonim Achronim, whether we say MPA is going to be numbered or not. Now let's say a lady comes in and she says, no one knows that she's a Shvuya. She comes and says, Nishbesi Vitarani. She comes and says that I was captured, yes. But I'm Tar. We don't know. Only we know she was captured through her. So there's something which people are familiar from that Pesha Asa Pesha Heter, that if you're the one who set up the Suffolk and you said that there is no Suffolk, it's Mutter, the law is that there is no problem. So then it's Pesha Asa Pesha Heter, and it's not going to be a problem. But if the two Edom says that she was captured, so then she's not giving Naman. Why? Because there's no Pesach Pesheter. We know there's a problem. We know that there's a suffix already. And therefore it's going to be Aser. So Peshuvan Rishud has a very interesting concept. He says that Bezda knows that she was captured, therefore she doesn't have a Migo anymore. So the question is, can you give her Eitzah to go somewhere else? Go to a different country. So it brings down that in let the shekel makim shenim makirna. So you go to different bed, different makim, go to different country. Teich ishasham. The time in the space of attorney. Go in and say the space of attorney. Then you get a psak bezel that you mutter because special aser and mutter lebayla. He was down from the Sefer Yad Aaron Gingham Bezes. Machalis and Mokim Nicker, Sparsis and Nishpas, and on Takana. He says that there's no Shasatar. Once in that place, we know that she was captured. It doesn't work going somewhere else and saying, I was the space of attorney. Therefore, he says that would not be good to get Eitza. Then he says, really, it depends. He says that maybe if the husband knows that she was Mutter, really, and he trusts that she's Mutter, then it'll work. But if the husband doesn't know, it doesn't help to go to a different country. The husband has the same suffix, and therefore, it won't work. So far, we discuss the Eidus of when Shvuya, whose Neman to be made on a Shvuya. There's a Sugya Ksubis, which discusses that a country or a city which gets surrounded and then it gets captured. And the question is, are we chlishes for all the people in the city that maybe they're going to manage them? And then what makes a chilek over there is a difference between Oisei Machas, Machas Acheres. There's a difference whether it's depends what country it's from. If it's a different country comes in, maybe it's worse because they don't care about the people, or maybe the other way around. Maybe if it's a different country, they're always nervous because maybe somebody else is going to come and fight them. I'm saying in that country, if it's in that country, it's going to be better. And Mechaber Sefiot brings down really the three shitas, whether Malchus Acheres is worse, Malchus Acheres is better, some has are both. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's not negei b'zman hazeh. It's only in the olden days where if they just come in and they just rape and no one cares and they do whatever they want, therefore there's a chashash b'zman hazeh in modern society, a civilized army, I can't say every single army in the world, but a civilized army, if they rape somebody, they're going to get punished. Therefore, Zakta Aruch HaShulchan, being that in a civilized country, they're going to get punished, even if they get captured by a different country, you don't have to worry about it. Or the same country, you don't have to worry about it, being that there's an Inish Malchus, therefore there would not be any chashash, and the whole sefiot of Yirsh, Baba Motz, and Nichusha, of Isin Malchus, Malchus, Acheres, would not be applied, Bizman Hazah. So tonight we're talking about a lady who gets captured. Now we're going to get to the case which is more in the gate to the Holocaust. The Gemara discusses a lady gets captured, and Gemara makes a difference in two cases. She gets captured because of Mammon, because she owes money to the Goyim. Or there's another case, Aydina Fashis. She gets captured and there's a sad they're going to kill her. What's going to be the halach? So if it's Aydina Mammon, the Gemara says that she's mutter even to a Kohen, that the two Tanoim. Number one is that Yad Yisrael Tekif HaLakusim, that the Yisraelim are Tekif HaLakusim, they have control over the Goyim. Therefore the Goyim are afraid to go ahead and be ma'anis. And they're afraid they can lose the money if they're ma'anis. They took this lady because she's chayiv money, and the ma'anis her, and if the yidden are in charge, and they can lose the money, therefore we're not chayishish, therefore Isha, which is captured, they mamin, she's mutter, afilu le kuhuna. Now the Rambam says, dafka shechayav lehem, she's chayiv money, because they're afraid to touch her, because they can lose their money. But let's say they captured her, a more common case, they capture her for ransom. So the Rambam says over there, she's usher to balakayin, and ransom, they're not afraid they can lose ransom, by the fact that they're anasir. And therefore, if it's a ransom, the lach is, she's usher to a kayin. If it's, because she's chayiv to them money, then she's going to be mutter to the kayin. The Chavis Chayki asked that, why don't we be the Arshites would say that? No, not like that. Arshites would say, because of ransom also. The law is that she's going to be mutter. But Maisa the Beishmo says that's not the maskan of the Gemara, and therefore the Beishmo passes like the Ramah, that the only time it's mutter is like they mammon, is because if she owes them money and they're afraid they're going to lose the money if the ma'anisir and if Yaiso Tekifa, the law is that it's going to then it's going to be mutter to her husband. Mashain Kane, if she gets captured, they're nefashis. Then there's Machloikis, right? In Fashis, we just discussed the Holocaust. They get captured and they know that there's a good chance that maybe we're going to kill them. So there was Mavur in the Gemara that she's Aser. Now the question is, who are you Aser to? Is Aser to a Kayin or is Aser even to a Bali Yisrael? So this gets involved in the Lomas we spoke about before. What's the reason why Shvuya is going to be Aser? There's a cloud, a lady does not become Aser to her husband unless there's Kinevi Stira in Eden. You have to have Kini, you have to warn her. That's the Yichud, that's the Eidim. Then she comes Aser. So why by Shvui is going to be Aser? So the Marek says the reason why it's going to be Aser is because of Milas HaKohuna, therefore they were Machmer. Therefore, according to Marek, it's only going to be Aser by a Kohen. It's never going to be Aser Eidei Yisrael. Mashen Kain, other Rishonim say, Tosis and the Rosh, they say they know. They also even to Yisrael. Why? Because we're choishes that if there's a situation where she's afraid to get killed, we're choishes that maybe she's going to be mezana with them in order to save her life. So therefore, you also even to Bali Yisrael. I normally nikine vestira. That's only when she's yichud with a goy. When she's dealing with a yid, sorry. When she's dealing with a goy, it's much more chaper. So how do we paskin? The mechaper paskin is I didn't fush the sura lakuna. You also lakuna. Mashenkin Bali Yisrael is going to be mutter. The Ramah says, even to Bali Yisrael is going to be usher, because we're cheshin Hashem and Nisratza, and it'll come out that every single time they have a shruya, and is it sad they're going to kill her? She's usher even to her husband of Yisrael, and not only to okay. So Ramah goes on and says, Yeshem Echol Mokim, she's severe lichis at the opinion, relaxer, the Ramah has to say that if she thinks maybe she's going to live, it's only if she for sure thinks she's going to die, then she's going to do a peratzin. But if she thinks there's a possibility that maybe she's going to live, so like the Ramah, then maybe there's a tzad to say that it's mutter. The Leisa Kim say that we're not really simuch on that svara, and Lusamuch alza, we're not simuch on that svara. So according to this, it should come out that during the Holocaust, it was identified. So according to Mechaber, we also took Kahanim. According to Ramosh, we also even to Bali Yisrael. And come out, every single person who was captured in the Holocaust should end up being usher to go back, if they both survived, to go back and get married. So what's the heter? So the Ramosh says, B'shas HaZam V'Herig Rav. In a time when there was a lot of Zam, there was a lot of killing, heter was seen in the Bali Yisrael, Kisra Rishayna. Ramah says that the minhag was they make it when there's a lot of killing going on to the husband Yisrael to Svar Rishayna. What's the reason why? Explains the Neisakeim, B'Shemel Chas Pchaykak, because it's not going to help. Mamanashach. In the point when they're going around killing him out, so the only Svar why should be masking him to do Baratzin is in order to save her life. If it's a situation where it's not going to work. Because any other killing everybody, therefore it's not going to work. Therefore there's no chash to say that she's going to do Baratzin, it's not going to save her. So therefore, B'shas is a point where it's Herig Rav, it's not going to work. Therefore, during the Holocaust, all the Eishes Yisraelim is mutter 100% because of the Svara. Why? Because we say there's no Chashash, she's Nisratza. Why is no Chashash, she's Nisratza? Because it's not going to help. Either way, they're going to kill them, and therefore, that's the reason to be mutter. If only the Pesach Yeshiva brings down that, a lot of the Rishonim are Chilek in this Ramah, and they hold that. Even by a Shvuya Din Fashis will be Mikol to Baal Yisrael, and we're not Chosh Hashem and Nisrat. So we have Eitzah for the Yisraelim. What's going to be with all the Kahanim? All the Eishes Kahanim? All the people who want to marry a Kohen afterwards? What's the Eitzah in that situation? The Chayr is Din Fashis, and the Chayr should be also the Baal. And it's a very big problem. So it's true for the Mechitzitzah, Kinosim, the Chalkis Yaakov, and others. They want to say the Yisrael, the only reason why it's going to be Mutter is because by the Nazi, there's a law that they're not allowed to have sheiches to Yidden. Therefore, he said that. Therefore, even though that their takana was lira, hey chashru the toivah is a big eitza. Being that there's a law that they're not have sheiches to Yidden, so therefore it comes out that we never have a gevaldik eitza. We said before that if aydei mamon, it's mutter for them to, it's mutter even to kohen. Why is mutter to the kohen? Because they're afraid that they lose the money. Kolshkin for Kolshkin, the government's going to put them in jail or give them punishment. So for sure, it's going to be mutter. Therefore, both the Chalkis Yaakov and Mechitzik Yitzchak both say that's a tremendous thing with schus, a tremendous heter, that being that there's a law they shouldn't have sheikhs to Yidden. Therefore, it's like a day moment that they get a punishment, and therefore it's mutter even for Bailo Koye. So because of the Zechin of Ladin, if the Holocaust, everyone's mutter. The Yisraelim are mutter because we're not Chosh for Ratzin. Two reasons. Number one, because Shas Zam, the Herig Rav, were Mekel because it won't help. Most of the times, the Nazis, even if they were Mazanim to them, they kill them afterwards. It's not going to help them to do it. Plus, Rav Yishenim Hold, we're not Chishas for Ratzin. We're only Chishas for Enis. What about for the Kahanim? So the Kahanim, we have this Eitzah now, being that Peshas the Holocaust. The Goyim weren't supposed to, there's a law against the Goyim and relations with the Yid. Therefore, it's like a day moment where they're going to lose something, and therefore, Baruch Hashem, that was the Eitzah. Chalak Yisrael and Chizkiyahu both say it's going to be Mutter. The Chalak Yisrael also says that if people don't know that she was in the Holocaust, or if they know in this place, you go to a place where they don't know. So you have the Eitzah of the Pesach Tshuva. If they know in one place, you go to another place. And she says, Nishpesi Vatarani. If she comes along, she says, Nishpesi Vatarani, then you never, like we said before, you have a Pesach, also Pesach Heter, and therefore there'll be another Eitzah what to do in order to be Matter the Eishas Kahanim. Now we said before that the Ramah says, B'shat says, Zam Beherig, Hitur B'sin L'Bal Yisrael K'sar Rishayna. We say, what's the reason why the Hezbollah Dover was? Because the whole chashash is by Eishas Yisrael, that maybe there was Ratzin. But if the Ratzin is not going to help, because either way they're going to kill them, the Hezbollah is going to be Mutter. And the Hezbollah is going to bring down a different Hatter, that the Sibas HaDover was Misad Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedusha Minei. They call them Makadish, that they're Rabbanan Makadish. And let's say, Shah, in order to matter all the Eishas Salem, what are we going to do? Everyone's going to be Aser. So therefore, it's called Makadish, that they're Rabbanan Makadish, Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedusha Minei, and that's the reason why they're going to be Mutter. So come out, this is a big Eitzah that the research situations, they call them a kaddish, that they're born of a kaddish, and it'd be mutter even for Bali Yisrael, even if you wouldn't have the Yisrael, the fact that they would go ahead and kill them. So Ramah finishes, Ramah says, there's only if you capture Biad Goyim, Umasra Biyadam, Avani Siachim Rakusi, he said, Yichud with a guy, I feel Shechayev Eslam, and Oysen al Yichud, we don't ask him the Yichud. Apis Ashlikados, even though it's not a proper thing to have Yichud with a guy. I feel Yotza calls nos, even if there's a calls nos, call Kobas and Suen, like a Shimla, so a Baila, we're not Chush to ask her husband. Miu, and the Siach, the same as nos, the Ramah brings a big chumer for the Ramah. She said Yichud, the same as nos, Yesh Lahachmer. If it Yichud with a guy, the same as nos, you have to go in and ask her. And it's a big discussion, what is the Ramah and Marek talking about that we ask her with Yichud? Is it talking about to a Kohen? Is it talking about to Yisrael? So the Chalak B'Shechayik says it's talking about a Pnuya. That a Pnuya was talking with a Goy and he did Yichud as the same as Nos. Therefore we asked the Kohen Shem Nevo Lekusi and something about the Eishishis. About the Eishishis, Allah is the only Eishis of the Yichud. Since it's talking about Pnuya, the Pnuya is going to be awesome. The Beis Shmuel then says that no. It's talking about an Eishis Kohen, if he had a Yichud, the same as Nos, or Chayshish, then it has a din of a Shvuya. And Yichud the same as Nus, we're going to be Chayshish, and so we also to the Eishes Koy. And the Aruch HaShulchan opinion on the matter is that if it's talking about there's a Yotzel called Nus, so it's like a Rugayim with Dovers. So Yisim Yichud Kizay, Gam Beis Yisrael, Yichud HaShulchan Zman Aruch. Chimash HaGoyin Sivkat HaMem, Al B'yaket Shinev Devar. We want to say that if you have a Kol Shem Zana, and you have Yichud the same as Nus, he wants to be Aser because of that, and it's going to be Aser. So let's make a sikkum. We spoke about this sugya of shvuya. The concept of shvuya is that Chazal asked for shvuya. Whether it's darbon and rice, we said three shitas. Because of chesh is that maybe the goyim were manas them. It's also to a goyim. We went through the hilchos edus that the baal and the isha is not neman. You can marry on yourself. The kohanim are neman. Even the five ladies are neman by shvuya. Over here are neman. There's no chesh in the they're not trying to mekalkal her. Goyim Asiach Levitumei was 2 days in Ramah and Edmi Pied. Why is it different than Iguna? Could be, it just doesn't say it over here. Could be over here, by Iguna you have a Cheskes Heter. By Iguna you have a Cheskes Isser, here you have a Cheskes Heter. Could be another Chilik in the Sugar Kotan, there's Machlikas in the Asiach Levitumei or not. Psalis Darbona, not Psalis Dari Raisa. There are a lot of coolers in Shvuya. And like Kulas is Shvuya because Shvuya's Darabanan, if she has a place to hide. If she says, no one knows that she's a Shvuya, she says in the space of eternity, she has a Megabash Asar. Let's say they know in this place, so the Pesach Shvuya is not a Machlikas, whether you can go a different place to be made. When the husband in Yisrael is never to be made on her, we saw that the Suffolk of the Beis Shmuel says maybe he's going to be Naman, or maybe Rosh Hashanah for there wasn't a Gemar Bia. Maybe he says about there was a Gemar Bia, but the husband's not Naman. Because he's a Karev, the Chashal is made that maybe the husband would be Naman. There's not enough Kamina for him to say this. It's different whether he's being made on her to marry her, as opposed to that letting her marry somebody else after he dies. The ear, which gets captured during war. Three different shitas, whether it's the difference between whether that country invaded, a different country invaded. If his mind is dead, the Chashal says that they punish for rape. then it wouldn't make a difference, then it's going to be mutter. Isa gets captured, the moment is mutter lebaila if it's yad yisot akifa, the nefashin is going to be also lebaila. Machlikas mechaber mo also lebaila queen, or just, or even also also lebaila Yisrael. We still want a place where it's not going to work ritzoi for her to get saved, then it's not going, then shasazam, then the, even the Ramos make it to Bala Yisrael, because it's not going to help. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down even a shita that some people want to be matter, that the Ish is snua v'gemura mutas Yisrael, the Chishin Shem Nisratzis. Yom Shlema says that if we know the Ish is a snua, there's no Kshash Ritzoi, it's going to be matter. By our husband is a klein, he brings out some people want to be matter, it's snua v'gemura gamla klein, and she tims her nafshala regal klein v'shin Yisrael. So make sure she gets covered before Manasser. And I did a fashion, so we asked her to a coin. Was Acer in the Holocaust? We said the Acer is for the Bali Yisrael, we said before, because we want help. And for the Acer's coin, or to marry a coin, being that the Nazis had a law, they shouldn't have shekels to Yidin. Therefore, it's like a day moment, which is not a hefset, and therefore it's going to be mutter.